Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out and joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. I tell you, we don't take it for granted. We are so appreciative. The topic tonight is so exciting. Pursuing the real you. That's the topic, pursuing the real you. So as we've detoxed our mind, we have dated ourselves this month, and so now we're getting ready, and we've gotten over the matters of the heart. Now we're moving into the real self, the true you, the unique, authentic you. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the month of February. We have Purpose, the title cut CD of John Mark Howard, and Purpose is found on johnsmusic.net, and that's J-O-H-N-Z, music.net, or all digital outlet, music outlets, and that is johns, J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. Finding Peace Within, Prayer Journal, A Journey to a Smile by Lisa L. Dalton. I'm telling you guys, you want to go out to Amazon, get your copy of this amazing prayer journal. It will take you from childhood to now, and bring you into your victorious place. Apple Graphics, they create banners, letterheads, photography, business cards, websites, newsletters, and much more. And if you need a photo shoot, if you saw any of my pictures recently, that was done by Apple Graphics. Thank you so much. Shout out to all of everyone that helped out with that photo shoot. It was a 24-hour turnaround thing. 50 miles per hour, stage play. April 28th at 4 p.m., Croc Center Theater. That is at 967 Dewey Street, Atlanta. That is 55 miles per hour. Gospel Stage Play, April 28th. I am a part of that cast, as well as It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play. That one is April 21st and 22nd. Both shows are at 4 p.m., and that is at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center in Decatur. Again, that's It's All About Me, Gospel Stage Play, April 21st and 22nd. Both shows are 4 p.m. Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center is where it's going to be held. Look at Eventbrite.com and find out more about each of those plays. And then also, we want to thank Unique Expressions by Design. I had a brain blur. Unique Expressions by Design with Ms. Angelique Washington. Unique Expressions by Design will bring you any type of customized item that you need, cups to pens to anything you need customized, T-shirts. You need it for personal or business needs. UniqueExpressionsByDesign.com with Angelique Washington. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. The jingle that you heard in the background when I started the show, that was actually written. Music was done by Third Heaven Sound. I did the words, and Latonya Fellows did the singing. InspiredJewelsForYou.com. Go ahead and go out to InspiredJewels, the number 4, the letter U.com for your $5 jewelry and accessories. Man, we have a couple of things out there for you as well. So go on out there and get that. And so we want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for being a support to the On Fire to Inspire Network. We truly appreciate you. And we want to give a special shout out to Advocate to Create. In the Miami area, those ladies blessed us 2 weeks ago with the show, and I just wanted to say hello to Patricia and Ginevra. They were such a blessing. They are marriage and children therapists, marriage and family therapists out in the Miami area. They have a north and a south campus, so you want to make sure you reach out. Look them up, Advocate, the number 2, Create. Well, guys, we are back with the show. And the topic tonight, again, is pursuing the real you. And we have the one and only, the beautiful, the talented, award-winning show host, Miss Christina Lockett. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Woman of God. How are you this evening?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're so excited about having you. I love to get people to introduce themselves to the audience because there's a power and there's like a spark that is initiated because people feel it off of you. So can you introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family?
Well, I am Christina Lockett, host of A Message of Hope radio and television show. I am also an inspirational author. I currently have 4 books on the market, licensed and ordained minister, been a prophetess for over 13 years. I'm a single mother. And I'm an educator. I currently teach 5th and 6th grade science, math and science. I added math on this year.
Oh, wow. You added math to all of that you already do? Wow.
Yes.
I thought I was wearing many hats. Ooh, wow. My goodness. Now, the topic itself, pursuing the real you, what does that topic mean to you?
Wow, you know what? It's profound. You know, it's really profound because I think sometimes we have a counterfeit and sometimes we don't pursue the real us, you know?
You know what? You are so right. That counterfeit, you know, we put on these faces, right? And so as we put on these faces, we have the mask, we have the makeup, we have the lashes, we have the wigs or the weaves or the whatever else, but it's time to take all of that off and just walk in the real you, the genuine, authentic you, right? I tell you.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you know, many people are, I remember going to a conference one time, and there were so many people there, women and men, and mostly women, and they were just beautiful. But inside, they were just so messed up. They were still bleeding from past hurts and bleeding from past letdowns and situations and circumstances. But it's time to move forth and forward in the things that we're supposed to be walking in and not just being held, as I said on Faith Walk a few minutes ago, being held hostage to your past. No, not so. It's time to let that go and move forth in the new and walking in the real you.
Yes, that's it. You know, I totally agree with everything that you said. You know, I was thinking about it and thinking about the topic because I knew I was going to be on your radio show. And as I was thinking about it, I feel like more so with women, we don't always present our real selves than men. I think men tend to be more authentic than women because we are the way we are and because of the way God has made us, we can adapt and we can adjust and we can go with the flow. So sometimes we'll go with the flow so much so that we lose ourselves. And then that's when we begin to not be the real us, you know, and we're married. Or if we're dating someone, you know, we tend to do more things that they like versus some of the things that we like, or we'll lean toward things that we feel that they would like that is not necessarily the real us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll do it in relationships, and I think we'll do it in the workplace as well.
That's true. That is true. You know, you don't think about that workplace thing, but you do. You become who they need you to be during those hours. But who are you really?
Yes. Well, you know,
really,
because I agree, you know. And you know what, too, though? I think sometimes people they're afraid to show the real them. Afraid that people won't like it. Afraid that people are going to reject it. Just afraid that, you know, if I show you who I really am, maybe you won't accept me. And so let me hide some of me. Let me not share all of me with you. And I think, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, and I do feel like men sometimes have some insecurities about themselves, but I think it's more on the women's side. It's more on the women's side. You know, we don't always show the real us. And then when you begin to walk in the real you, it's so freeing. you know. And sometimes people mm-hmm. even get offended because you're so bold and so blunt, and you just, you know what, this is me, this is who I am, take me or leave me. And I feel like we need to get into a place where we celebrate that, and it's okay.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be you. It's okay to let your hair down. It's okay for people to see you without your makeup, because that's the authentic you, you know.
Yes.
I think it's funny. I didn't start wearing makeup until probably 4 years ago. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I was grown before I started wearing makeup. But so many people have masked themselves with makeup. And I remember speaking at an event, emceeing an event at a domestic violence conference. And there were so many women that were there, just beautiful women. But then when, you know, it was time to become transparent, it was like, wow, they are so much hurt, you know. And so, it's time to walk in the authentic self and getting to know who you are. And you know what was beautiful? The Lord allowed us at the beginning of the month to wrap up the 21-day mind detox, right? And we
uh-huh.
moved from that into dating because so many people lose themselves in, you know, their past, things that happened to them, maybe bad relationships, bad marriages, whatever, and they lose themselves. And so sometimes you lose yourself even in life itself. And so we talked to two therapists that was our guest, and it was called Dating Myself. That was the topic. And then we
uh-huh.
moved from there to matters of the heart and
uh-huh.
making sure that the things that you didn't get over didn't handle your future. And so now we're talking about pursuing the real self. So when I tell you God ordained these shows to be the way it was, there was nothing I planned out for him.
You know what? As women, we wear so many hats that sometimes it's hard to find who we are. You know, I'm 40 years old, and for the most part, I've always felt really confident. My self-esteem has always been pretty high, and I think it just kind of has to do with the way my parents have raised me. But, you know, I got married at an early age. I got married at, like, 19. I was married for a few years before I got a divorce, and then I remarried. And when I got remarried, it was, like, a year later. And I had my first son. I was, like, 21 going into 22 when I had him. And so I feel like now I'm not saying that I wasn't my real me, but I feel like now I'm in a place where it really is all about me, and I'm able to shine with just me. I'm not just a mother or a wife, you know, because, see, like, now I'm not married anymore. I've been divorced and single for 10 years, and my oldest son is 19, so he's in college. And then my youngest son, he'll be a senior in high school next year, and he lives full-time with his father. And so I'm by myself, so, you know, it's like, it's me, and so it's all of me. You know what I'm saying? So my point is how sometimes just being a mother, or being a wife, and being a this and being a that, you get lost in who you really are.
Right, right. That's true. That's true. And I think that even for some women that I've spoken to that went through divorces and things of that nature, they had been married for so long, they didn't know what they liked anymore. So, for example, one of them, her husband didn't eat pork. And so she hadn't bought pork in 22 years. She liked it. You know, it was nothing that she didn't like about it, but she didn't cook it because her husband didn't eat it. And so she was like, I don't even know how to go shopping, grocery shopping for myself, you know. And so just having conversations with these ladies, it was like, wow. And but you do, you know, you kind of lose yourself in relationships sometimes, possibly. But, you know, you can lose yourself in just living. And it's like, okay, you're just going through the motions. And you're like, no, that's not living, that's existing.
You know? That's right. Living just existing and not living, right. I agree with you on that.
I remember.
And we need to stop.
Yes, it definitely time to stop. It's time to just stop it already. As my apostle says, stop it already. And it's time to live, no longer existing. I remember, Christina, when it was time for me to leave the corporate realm when I was working in IT, and I never had a migraine before in my life. And I'd gotten to the point where I started having migraines every time I go to work, but I didn't have any problems before I got to work. Once I got to work, I had migraines. and we had a layoff. And when I tell you I didn't have any problems, I was like, okay, it was time for it was past due time to leave that, but I wouldn't walk out on faith. And so, you know, sometimes your body will tell you, listen, it's not even worth that anymore. Yes, you make good money. However, it's not worth your happiness.
Yes, I agree with you on that, and I've experienced that, especially as being an educator, you know, because I believe in teaching, and I literally can't teach what I get paid, you know, because it is a passion of mine. But, you know, we have to be in the right atmosphere. You can't be in an atmosphere where you're so stressed, you know, and you can't be your best self, you know, and sometimes you have to let it go, and I've had to let it go. And it did affect my finances, but I trusted God so much that I knew that he would take care of me. So it's not that you be not being you, but can you, are you fully able to be you? Are you able to really be everything that God has called you to be? Because if they put limitations on it, you still not being you.
That's true. That is so
you know,
true.
Take the limits off. Take the limits off, you know.
Yeah. So what do you say to a person?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was about to ask you, what would you say to that person who says, you know what, Christina, I hear you and you're talking to me. What would you say to that person, you know, on taking those limits off and moving forward?
I would tell them to take the risk. Take the risk, because sometimes that's what holds you back from being the real you and being all who you are. Because some people, it's almost a percentage. Like, I'm giving you 70% of me, but not 100%, you know, because I'm afraid of the risk. Be willing to take the risk, even if it's, you know, a financial risk. Because I think the most part, sometimes it's a financial risk more than anything, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some people have been born, it is in their DNA to cook. And they great at it, but they so afraid of stepping out and opening a catering business, or they even afraid of not even going that far, just leaving, like you said, a corporate job and going to work for a restaurant, afraid of what people will say. You know? I ain't even talking about, like, owning their own business. What about just even going to a restaurant, just step one? Some people would be like, no, you left corporate America, or you left, I'm going to say even teaching, you left teaching to go work at a restaurant. No, you know, afraid of what other people going to say. No, you know that's what you do. You know that's what you're good at. You know that's what your passion is. And that doesn't mean you stop there, you know. But we realize that all of us have different callings. So for some people, it may stop at just that restaurant. But then for others, it may be a catering service or their own restaurant or, you know, even volunteering, you know, with feeding the homeless. Or I don't know. It's just, I mean, just take the limits off. Do whatever it is God has called you to do and whatever God has anointed you to do. Just be the real you and make no apologies for it. That's what I say.
Ooh, girl, I like that. Be the real you and make no apologies. Love it. Now, for that person that's listening and they're like, I want to do that, but I'm fearful, what would you say to her or him?
You know, I'm not saying don't have a plan. I'm not saying that. Seek the Lord, pray, ask him for a plan. But sometimes it won't be so strategic. Sometimes it's just a step out on faith. Like, God, I'm going to walk out on this water. Sometimes it is just, you know, because I think that sometimes we hold back because it's got to be like a A and it's got to be a B and it's got to be a C and it's got to be just like this and just like that. And I'm not saying God is a God of not out of order. I mean, in order. I'm not saying that. But not all the time is going to be like that. Sometimes he will give it to you when you go out. You know, many times in the word, he say go. He didn't tell him exactly where to go. So, no, not all the time is going to be so black and white and so, like I was saying, A, B, C, D. No, sometimes it's not going to be like that. But do you trust him enough? Do you have faith enough to just go ahead and step out and say, I'm going to be all me. I'm going to be all that God has created me to be. And like the army say, be all you can be.
I love it. Be all you can be. So we're going to take on the two concepts, the army, be all you can be, and Nike, just do it.
Just do it. That's the main thing. Just do it, you know. And I do want to make that clear. I'm not saying don't have a plan. Maybe you might need to take the next year to save a certain amount of money, or, you know, maybe you need to go back to school. I'm not saying not have a plan. I'm just saying that sometimes when you have to really step out, you won't always have a specific plan, because, you know, sometimes with these plans, it be our plan and not God's plan.
You better say that.
And then we be like, oh, you know, I'm waiting on God. And God like, look, no, you ain't waiting on me. I'm waiting on you. I've been told you what to do.
Uh-huh. I agree. You know, many people say that. Sometimes people tend to put it on God when they're hesitant, you know. They're hesitant, and they're like, well, you know, the Lord ain't told me. Like you said, he's like, I told you to move, but you wouldn't.
Yes.
So you are so right.
Well, you know what? I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm going to just talk about the radio show. My radio show is now 3 years old, A Message of Hope. Okay, and so when Clark Garrison, CEO of SRCN, Survivor Radio Christian Network, when he reached out to me about having a radio show, I hadn't even thought about that avenue as far as extending my ministry. I had never thought about that. Mm-hmm. And so when he reached out to me, it at first made me think about it, and then I believe in the Holy Spirit began to say, yes, do it. And I actually reached out to Joyce White of Faith Walks, which is, she's my mentor, my radio mentor. And she said, yeah, do it. And listen, I didn't say, well, Christina, you know, you didn't go to school for communications. You don't know anything about radio. I said, yes. You know, and as I stepped out, I got training. I received more and more training. And training came as I stepped out, you know. And from my first show, I made a big deal about my first show. I was like, oh, this is my debut. And I actually invited, like, family and friends to come over. I made that first show, like, this big to do. And so everybody that was there, everybody that tuned in, they was like, girl, you sound like you've been on the radio for years. Like, you've been doing this. And since I've been on the show, I've been doing the show 3 years now, I've had some very, very prominent people. I've had people who do have experience in that area. Like, girl, you sound like you've been on the radio. Like Pastor Orrick Quick, which he was recently on Dr. Oz's show, and then he was on the show The Preachers. I had him as a guest on my show, and he was like, sis, he said, you have been anointed for this, you know. And the point that I want to make is I didn't know anything about radio. I was not trained. That wasn't my profession. But when I knew God said yes, I stepped out. And so my training came along the way. But, you know, to everybody else, it was like, I've been doing this. Why? Because that's the real me. I've been talking. I always was a talker. I remember my grandma used to say, that girl can do some talking. Well, now I'm getting paid to do it. And it's an extension of my ministry. You know, I'm sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and providing platforms for others. So my point is I had to step out. It was not an area that I knew anything about. So sometimes you got to step out into the unknown. And when you step out into the unknown, you'll be like, oh, well, this was me all the time.
Right. I agree. And you know what? When you come out that comfort zone, and initially it's uncomfortable, but I remember hearing the Lord tell me, Christina, he said, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
That's a good one right there.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And in that discomfort, he produced a new thing. And so I'm so excited and happy for you, because out of your obedience, God has blessed you. What did you take away?
Amen.
How many awards did you take away that night?
I took away four. Yep. I was nominated for six, and I got four of them. And, you know, right before I won all those Spin Awards, I really was seeking the Lord concerning balance in my life and concerning what things I need to take off my plate, because I do a lot. When I introduce myself, I really do all those things. I really do teach, and I really, you know, I preached Sunday, you know. I preached, and I just added on something else. Now I've been preaching in a prison. You know, preaching in a prison ministry. That has been a blessing to my life, you know. So I was like, God, what do I take off? It seemed like it's getting too much. And I literally considered letting go of my radio show. But then when I found out I was even nominated in all those categories, I was like, no, that ain't it. I ain't going to let that go. I might let go some other stuff, but I'm not letting go of that. That's a ministry.
Right, right. And you know you're making an impact when you're knowing, wait
yes.
a minute, I was nominated? I'm only 2 years old? Wait a minute.
Yes, and I thank God for it. And I hope that somebody listening right now will be encouraged to just step out on faith, even if it's an unknown territory, even if you don't have the training or the credentials. You know, step out and allow the real you to come forth and allow God to shape you. And it doesn't matter your age. It does not matter your age. Because some people feel like some things, well, I should have did it then and it's gone and, well, it's too late now. No, it's never too late. If God is an anointed, has anointed you in that area, step out, fulfill it, and you'll have so much joy and you'll have so much peace and like I say, unapologetically.
Amen.
Glory to God.
When is the anniversary of your show?
Say that again.
When is the anniversary of your show?
I just know it's 3 years in January. So it's 3 years.
Okay, 3 years in January. Okay.
January, I think it was January 21st, 22nd, something like that. And I made a big deal about that. I threw a big, nice anniversary celebration party. And some of my team was like, you really want to do that? I'm like, yes, because the celebration was not I don't want to say spotlight me, but the celebration was more so look what God has done in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has allowed me to interview all type of celebrities in the gospel and Christian community. I've interviewed just that regular everyday person that has a powerful testimony of hope, and you know he's allowed us to be on the red carpet of the Stellar Awards. You know he's done so much in this 3 year period. So I was like, no, this is what this celebration is about. It's not about like spotlighting Christina. It's about look what the Lord has done. And so we had an awesome time. It was a blessing. You can actually go to my YouTube channel. Just go Christina Lockett, Lockett, and we have an anniversary celebration video. One of my members of my team, Latrice Kazee, she interviewed some people. We did like a pre-show, and then I actually had a tape of TV show. It just was really great. It was awesome. So I think people will be blessed by it.
Amen. Yes, I am so excited for you. So you, your show is on what nights at what time? Tell us how we can follow you and keep up with you.
Yes, well, when I finish, I will have a little bit of a break, and my show airs at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time every Tuesday. That's 10 p.m. Eastern on Survivor Radio Christian Network. And you can tune in by dialing 563-999-3084, or you can listen online at www.christinalockettamessageofhope.info. And you don't have to memorize all that. You can always go to my website at christinalockett.com or follow me on all social media platforms. I always post reminders to let people know that the show is on live.
Amen. I do remember that you had another commitment tonight as well, so we want to honor your time. And so we definitely want to have you back on here and talk more about everything, because you're an author and everything else. We truly, truly appreciate you. And so give us your, you said 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. You are on tonight, right?
Yes, I'm on tonight. Tonight I'll be on live, and I really got a great show planned. There's an alternative home buying program. I have some people that's going to discuss that, and then I have an awesome power couple, married couple that's going to be on talking about business, marriage, and ministry. So it's going to be a great show.
Oh, man, amen. That's what I'm talking about. And see, one of the things about being a part of the kingdom, we help each other. We help, you know, celebrate
Amen.
Each other and each other, you know, everything that we do, instead of saying, no, no, we're not in competition. We're upholding each other and uniting to make sure that we're reaching the masses. Amen.
Yes, so I can't wait to have you on my show next month.
Yes, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. We got to get it done. But I look forward to having you back, and I look forward to being a guest on your show. And thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with us.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless everyone that's tuned in. And remember to be the real you.
Amen, amen. I tell you guys, if you miss any of this show with this anointed woman of God, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. The topic tonight was pursuing the real you. And so it's time to take off the mask, time to take off the makeup, and it's time to walk in the life that God has called you to. Like Christina said, unapologetically be who God is calling you to be. So some things, some territory may not be charted waters for you, but it's time to get uncomfortable and walk that thing out. If God placed it on the inside of you, I promise you, he's going to direct you to it. Just ask him for direction, ask him for clarity, and keep moving forth in it, because it's time to do it. As she said, we got to take on that mindset of the military. You know, the real you, it's time to do it. It's time to get it done. And so just do it, just like with Nike. So, guys, I tell you, we were blessed by her. Be all you can be, as she said. Just do it. She said, yes, step out. You know God said it, step out. So there were so many powerful nuggets she gave. So the recording will be available in the next 5 minutes or so. So share it with a friend, share it with a family member, because it is time to walk in the newness of what God called you to do. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Guys, don't forget, on March 13th, we are bringing out the 21-Day Mind Detox ebook. It's going to be a 21-day devotional that God gave us. Now, you know that show that we did with Apostle Zoe, that's what birthed the 21-Day Mind Detox. So that was not something I planned. It was God's plan, and I just walked in obedience. So we finished up the detox February the 6th. We're going to launch this book on March 13th. So, guys, go out on Amazon. Help me make Amazon bestseller. That's going to be, again, March 13th. And on Amazon, and it's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. And I want to thank our sponsors again, Mr. John Mark Howard with the title CD, Title Cut Purpose, and that's johnsmusic.net, J-O-H-N-Z, music.net, or any digital music outlet. You can find him out there, Finding Peace Within, Prayer Journal, The Journey of a Smile by Lisa L. Dalton. Thank you so much. You can go out to Amazon and purchase that. Affographics, thank you so much for all that you've done for On Fire to Inspire. Guys, if you need banners, letterhead, websites, if you go out to onfiretoinspire.com, they built the website as well. So anything that you need to be done graphically, look it up. And it's spelled APHOGRAFX. If you need a photo shoot and you've seen my pictures, that's exactly where they were done. We have It's All About Me stage play, April 21st and 22nd, 4 p.m. shows at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center. We have 50 Miles Per Hour stage play at Crock Center Theater. That's April 28th at 4 p.m. So all of these shows, back to back, I'm in all of the shows, and they are all at 4 p.m., and thank you for each and every sponsor. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, that is my girl taking care of my hair and beauty. And she takes care of all of anything that you need done professionally for hair and beauty. She takes care of that. You can call her at 404-599-3712 for an appointment. Guys, girls, she handles everything from natural hair to relaxers, lock maintenance, any and everything. Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound, with Vincent Lynch. And then finally, Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com. There you get your $5 jewelry and accessories. Go on out there and get yourself some accessories, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back next week. So same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to speaking with you next week so you can be empowered, because it is our desire to inspire you and push you into your purpose and your passion. Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for dialing in, tuning in, and we will talk to you then.